The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam in London. This is a good story. A British nurse beats Ebola twice.
Yes, I suppose the hope is that this is therefore a legacy for Ebola, and I mean, it's still a deadly virus, but Pauline Cathakey, a nurse from Glasgow, she's made a full recovery for the second time. She got the virus originally working in Sierra Leone a year ago, more or less. She was given pioneering treatment. She recovered. She was given the all clear in February, but then she fell ill last month, and the Ebola was still in her system. It caused meningitis. But she's now been released again from the Royal Free Hospital in London. She's heading back to Scotland. And the fact is that Nurse Cathakey, you know, was at death's door basically twice.
Yes.
Came back.
Yes.
So that is definitely hope for future victims, because this treatment is now readily available.
That's the point. They know what to do with it, yeah.
Exactly.
Now, listen, I want to hear about the storm.
Well, yeah, our first storm of the winter storm season, particularly bad in the offing. It hasn't quite hit yet, but it will in Ireland, northern England and Scotland. 90-mile-an-hour winds, lashing rain, and they've closed all the schools on the Scottish islands, for instance, in front of this storm. But this is the first storm to have a name in the British Isles. They've done this thing now to raise awareness about it. So the Met Office's public competition means this is officially Storm Abigail, which, of course, in Hebrew means Father's Joy or Servant of God. I don't know, there's something about giving a storm a biblical name that does rather sort of add a little bit of weight to it. But I have to say, Alan, the next storm will be called Barney. I think that might be altogether a much friendlier affair, don't you?
You are funny. Altogether a much friendlier affair. Well done, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.